We're rolling. Okay. I want to welcome everyone to the April 28, 2026 regular meeting of the Port of Kingston Commission. Comments from those in attendance will be allowed upon recognition of the chair. Please identify yourself by stating your name. We would like to remind everyone that while we greatly value your input, the commissioners will not be responding to questions and comments during our regular session meetings. This practice ensures the meetings run efficiently and within the scheduled agenda. The executive director or a commissioner will follow up with you after the meeting. Thank you for understanding and continued participation. If you would like to be added to the agenda for a future meeting, please contact the port office at least 1 week prior to the regularly scheduled meeting. Please submit your documents and presentations at the time of your request. We have a preliminary agenda. Is it subject to change? And I'd like to call the meeting to order at 6:31. And if we could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Our flag is right behind us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we have our agenda before us. I don't see anything out of ordinary with the agenda.
I sent you the stuff that Ed Stern sent me about moving, and that's not on here.
Should we have that as a discussion item?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So we can amend that and discuss. Yeah, I think I remember seeing that.
What was that discussion item?
To move district court to Paulsboro.
And get a letter of support.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. Okay, I have that in discussion items.
So I'll make a motion to approve the agenda with the addition.
Very good.
I second that.
Awesome. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Excellent. Okay, we've got agenda before us, and we have next online public comment, and we have a public with us. Do you have any comments for us, or do you? Can we give about three? We have 3 minutes comment time. Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, thank you. And what's your name? Sorry?
Actually, good evening, commissioners. My name is Mason Citarello. But bear with me, because speaking is a little hard.
No problem.
And here tonight as a 100% disabled combat veteran. I served honorably in combat in Panama, Kuwait, and Iraq, and was decorated or have been decorated multiple times for valor. I served as an Army infantryman, an Army Ranger, and as a Green Beret. I live with the reality of those experiences every day through officially diagnosed severe combat PTSD. Mm-hmm. That means that I suffer from hypervigilance, insomnia, dissociative episodes, which means I can go black. It also means that I'm impossible to like and hard to be around. Now, for many people, thank you for your service is a polite phrase, but I'm here to tell you that those are empty words if there is no action or respect for my service behind those words, or most importantly, my legal rights. There has been a pattern of harassment at the port since 2022. I have been subjected to what I can only be described at this point is a pattern of harassment, because once is happenstance, twice is a coincidence, but three times a pattern starts to develop. Since Peter has been around, I've had my boat subjected to three random inspections and of my electrical system, my bilge, my paperwork has gone missing, i.e. insurance registration, twice. My handicapped car does not have a placard, but it has a license plate. It's been ticketed. Come to find out later that it was knowingly ticketed and it was just something between employees. Mm. Peter is a highly trained service dog, unlike a guide dog for the blind. His tasks are to alert me to flashbacks, provide a physical buffer. He was trained in conjunction with canine companions who train dogs for special operators such as myself, who have done more than the average combat veteran. I'm sorry, I speak loud. I'm also deaf, and I can't hear well with my hearing aids. Mm. I've got to live with two fake hips, a bullet, an ostomy, and enough shrapnel that I get set off alarms every time I go through a metal detector, and I'm always selected for additional screening. Peter's job is also to wake me from nightmares, anxiety and panic disruption, or to take me away from said triggers. Mm-hmm. One of his big jobs is to provide a buffer and a block position, either verbally through his bark or physically behind my back or in front of me, because I cannot always monitor everything, and it helps alleviate my hypervigilance. He retrieves items for me, he provides environmental support, and because of my many other disabilities, he's also been trained to help me up the ramp and to help me carry stuff, that's why he's big, and many other things. Back to what I was saying, please tell me if I'm getting close to the end, and I apologize.
Yeah, I think we're about a minute or so.
Okay, in addition to those, I had received a letter stating that my privilege, or I was going to be, my mortgage was going to be canceled if my dog barked again. I've explained to your staff on more than one occasion, five that I can count verbally, now twice written, that he is a trained service dog and these are his tasks. I have had your staff come to my boat and yell at me because other people are not comfortable with Peter's bark and they're not used to this kind of service animal, but feelings, unfortunately, or the law. I'm not sure what trumps. So, I've already consulted with my lawyer now twice. This has not only cost me mentally, physically, it's now cost me financially. I'm here tonight to put this on the official record. I'm requesting an immediate end to this harassment. I want my rights respected. I don't want special treatment. I want your staff to be educated so that I am no longer actually yelled at. And threatened that I will have to put my dog on a leash or else. For simply trying to exist as a disabled veteran. I've had Peter for 7 years. Of those seven, I've only been in public for maybe three now. And I'm grateful for every moment. My boat is my safe place. I feel safe there because it's safe. He can't always be on the leash because I want to go on deck or other things. As a courtesy and an understanding that he scares people, I walk him on a leash and I try to keep him on the leash when I can. But I can't always. Do you have any questions for me?
Well, I appreciate you coming in and letting us know the situation here. I don't know anything about the staff part of this, but you know what we could do is take a look, you know, and have our management, you know, do a bit of discovery here to see what the situation is, and you know, and that's what I'd like to offer. And do we have your information or contact information?
Yes, you have all of my information.
Okay, right.
But more importantly, I'll submit what I have to the public record after the meeting.
Yeah, that would be great.
As far as the letter, my lawyer has it, and I'm sure you can get it from TJ.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I will point out that Joe and Austin
Mitch? No.
Negative.
No.
Asian gentleman.
Marvin.
I'm sorry?
Marvin.
Those three have consistently been kind, respectful, and non-participatory in what I will assume is whatever this is.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So please exclude them. And as far as follow-up is concerned, I've been taught not to offer a problem without a solution. If Peter is a problem and my disability gets in the way of others, please move me to the end of the pier. Fine with me. I don't want to cause problems. I would like to live simply and allow everybody else to live in their own peaceful way. Does that make sense to you all? Is it a fair question, or do you do not know that answer?
Generally, we don't have any dialogue back and forth.
But I appreciate your presentation and your, you know, your situation. I really appreciate you coming in, definitely. And you know, we'll take a look and see what we can do, you know. Okay. I don't know anything. This is all new to us,
that's,
to the commission.
That's why I am here.
Yeah.
This
so
is
really
what
appreciate
I've
it.
Been told is I have to exhaust all of my options.
Yeah.
I understand that you will comment after, but I would prefer to just go if that's okay.
That's absolutely fine. Thank you so much for coming
in. Have a good night.
Really appreciate it, Mason. All righty. Seeing no other public here, we'll move on to the consent agenda. These matters are routine and will be enacted by one motion of the commission with no separate discussion. If discussion is desired, that item may be removed from the consent agenda by a commissioner. Oh, oops. The items are A, approve March 25th, 2026 regular meeting minutes. Item B, approve March 31st, 2026 special session. Item C, approve April 7th, 2026 work session minutes. Item D, approve April 9th, 2026 special session minutes. And then item E, approve the March 2026 warrants in the amount of $156,262.91, which is comprised of $25,314.78, $7,063, $42,996.99, and $80,888.14. And finally, $126,578.20 in EFT payments. That sounds like a lot.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I second that.
Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Super. Okay, great. We are off to action items. And so we have before us item A, approve resolution 2026-042801, grant authority. What's that?
The title of that resolution is incorrect.
Oh, grant authority to the executive director to amend or establish new rates.
Oh, and that is correct.
Oh, that's okay. All right.
Yes.
So no worries.
That is correct.
And so, Greg, do you want to go over that with us?
So the executive director may already have authority to make rate changes and then get back to the commission. But I just want to make sure I call it out because we're going to need to adjust some of the rates. Like for the new parking lot, we're trying to figure out, you know, now that we've actually do own the parking lot property that was formerly owned by Rainier OPG, Port Campbell, the LLC. So we're going to have to, you know, we're working through it in real time. We kind of had thought through what we were going to do, but we're going to just start to have to adjust some of the rates. And so it's going to have to be in real time. So I just want to formally call out, like, get authority that, hey, I can change the rates that this is, and then I'll report back to the commission what rates we did. But they're not posted. So every year, the commission approves the rate sheet. And so these are going to be some new rates that we may establish. But it's kind of unfolding in real time.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, you know, part of it is because we're assuming agreements from the previous landowner. So it's outside of the normal scope, but we don't want to just radically change May 1st what the people, you know, the customers have had as a kind of an agreement. Mm-hmm. So we were looking at how to transition them over to, you know, something more closely aligned with our existing rates.
Are their rates that they're currently paying lower than?
Much lower.
Yeah, a lot lower.
Just about, just over half.
Oh, right.
What we charge normally. We're going to adjust something in between. So,
yeah.
But I don't really have it to give to you right now. Yeah. Because to be honest with you, we could go and do a lot of subjectment until we really closed on the property and made sure it was all done.
Right.
But as part of the agreement, they did assign those agreements to us. So we have covered under the existing assignments.
Do the people who have those agreements with them, do they know that we purchased them?
Yes. Okay. But we're sending out a little more formal
information.
Oh, right, yeah.
And the landowner had already kind of prefaced that they were going to be selling the property. Mm-hmm. So they were in contact with them, but they can't represent our interests.
Right.
Sure. Right, right.
So I asked them, please don't convey anything or any expectations until, you know.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's the deal hasn't hardly dried ink,
no.
You know,
but, so
essentially.
So we're just going to, yeah. You know, we're going to probably keep it for the first month at least, and we'll just keep it the same.
Right.
So there's no, because we only have 5 days, you know, it changes over this week.
Yeah, yeah.
First. So it's changed over this week. So there's not much time, but it was just when it closed. So we didn't, you know, on Friday. So we didn't, we were trying to close Wednesday last week, give us a little more buffer. And then they had to delay to Friday. And then it didn't really close till the very end of business on Friday.
24.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
So that's what this is. So this grant is asking, you know, just to formally make sure that you can grant me authority so that so I can just amend or establish new rates, and I'll report back to you, and you'll get a new version of the rate sheet. So understand what it, and if you have any questions about what, kind of what the rationale was, but it's good.
I recognize this is primarily relating to the parking, but does this cover? Oh, we're going to change the mortgage rates.
No, we're not changing any other rates. This is really just for that parking.
Okay.
But it is a departure from how we price parking. Because they have a whole different agreement than how we manage our parking.
Right.
So, you know, even if they assign it to us, you haven't approved those, even though you just approved the acquisition. But I want you to be basically to understand that we're going to be transitioning the whole pricing scheme for that parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't be exactly the same as we have for all the paved parking.
Right. Right, right. That's good.
But I mean, I do have authority to change rates. Some, you know, and it, this is so we're not going back on a onesie twosie. We may have a rounding error of 2 cents on different rates. You know, so for
sure.
I could, you know, the problem is sometimes they have it's really super restrictive, and you're going back to the commission, back to the commission, back to the commission for every kind of change and rates required. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, maybe this is being managed correctly. Mm-hmm. Maybe we need to have a more broad resolution, but the intent is just like we do anything over $10,000, I bring it to your attention.
Yeah.
Even though I have authority to go much, you know, much
yeah.
higher.
Yeah, yeah.
But we are going to establish new rates for this, and we're in the process of doing so. And then we're looking at how to really transition it, and, you know, be fair and reasonable, and maybe give them an opportunity if they decide to combine parking somewhere else if they don't want to pay more. But it'll give them some time and give them some runway. That's the intent of this resolution.
Yeah, this is good. Yep. Yeah, and see, it also says communicates to the port commissioners and whenever reasonable approved in advance of rates being changed. So
yeah.
There's the information that comes from that, and that's
yeah.
that's great. I mean,
on our we normally we change the rates once a year, and you approve it in advance.
Yeah,
because it's for the January 1st.
Right.
And this will go. This will fall into that same pattern, I'd expect. But initially, because it's a hybrid, it's a special case.
Yeah.
I just felt we should have
you. It's kind of a mid-year sort of.
Yeah.
Just yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I move we approve resolution number 2026-04-2801 to grant authority to the executive director to amend or establish new rates.
I'll second that.
Very good. Any other questions? Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Super. Great. Okay, action item B, approve resolution 2026-04-2802. I usually say zero. So, approve sponsorship for Kingston Public Markets marketing program. Greg, do you want to go over that for us?
Yeah, so we were approached by the public market, people that work with public market, and they put together this scavenger hunt program. And they put together the whole framework of it, actually put some marketing materials together. It's a pretty thoroughly thought out program. And it's really to gauge, you know, it can be used for just promoting Kingston overall and for families and for children. And so they came to us and they said, hey, would you be willing to help sponsor this program? We'll finish it out, flesh it out, and it'll be an ongoing thing. And it'll be kind of a year round. It won't really actually necessarily just be during the public market only. It could be something that could be adopted throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they came and did a presentation to TJ and I, and I mean, we were really impressed, actually. It was really, really well done. And I think they've got the energy and the attitude. They have put in some money, and they've got sponsorships from some other people as well. But they've had, you know, some people have reduced their sponsorship level. And so in order to do this program, they came and solicited our engagement. And, you know, and I said, well, we don't want to do a one-off. We want to have it so that it's going to make sure it's successful and that it has a life that gets to certain things where kind of hit that critical mass. So I said, I prefer that if we did it, we, you know, really commit to it for like a 3-year program and then really see, you know, where it goes from there. But it is you know, we don't have as many things for people to do. And sometimes what happens, they've had some really amazing programs. Like I tried to resurrect the environmental walkthrough Joanne Bartlett's mom used to do with kids. It was like really incredible, I guess, but it's kind of lost now, and she's
sort of a tide pool thing, sort of thing that she did. Yeah, that was
so
great.
You know, it's great if we can start offering some things. Yeah. And what it does, it actually draws people. They go up on the scavenger hunt. It goes up through the businesses up to Lindbaugh. It goes through the whole town area, and then they can adjust it to different businesses. And then you go in, and then they come back, and then they come back down, and or they go to there's one of the businesses that will have like a treasure chest. So you do the scavenger hunt, and you achieve all these things, you come back to that place, and then they can get like a little prize for the kids. Mm-hmm. And they'll have some marketing tools, and it surrounds around Ollie, which is like a harbor seal. So that's the kind of the concept, is Ollie the harbor seal, is the character.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was really impressive. It was, and I thought, you know, it'd be kind of nice to have something that's year-round and you can start branding it. And they are doing a good job. I think Jen's doing a really good job, too, with the website and getting a lot of sponsorships. And then something to bring families to the businesses to go shop and do different things, right?
That's super.
Yeah. Because a lot of times they kind of come in and then they stop and people don't go through. This way they start to go through and get more familiar with all of Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a great idea. And if they're going to put the work and effort into it, we can put some funding for it. I think it's really
good.
Who met with you?
Met with Zoe.
Zoe.
And
Megan?
Amy who?
Amy.
She just opened up the new shop.
She's a new board member. Amy. I'll think of it in a second. Sotomayor.
Jamie Sotomayor. Amy from the business that just opened up.
Oh, yeah.
Some that's faces. Bad.
This is being recorded, isn't it?
And Zoe.
Okay,
and
so there's two.
There's three.
Zoe Palookas, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then Jen has also talked to me separately.
From the chamber.
The chamber has also been involved in this too, which is really cool.
So I was like, okay, well, that's a really, I think it's just such a good program. I go, but let's really make it. I don't want to do a one and done. I want to have it where it's got some life. And Jamie's been, she's also a, one of the businesses that has her wares at the public market. And so I thought, okay, well, this is pretty good. She's had some years here, and I think it will, I think it's got the right people and the right energy. But I really kind of want to see like a multiple year kind of effort to go forward with it to be sure that it's, it rolls out as pretty successful.
And they're calling it the Ollie program?
Yeah.
Ollie is the harbor seal.
Yeah, Ollie the harbor seal. I kind of named it the Ollie program.
That's good.
I had to have some.
It could also be Helen and Ollie. Helen the seagull.
Oh.
If you needed another.
It's true.
It's like, you know, Helen's a fixture.
Sure is.
Add some stuff on, yeah.
So, yeah, for sure. This is great.
So I move that we adopt resolution number 2026-04-2801, a resolution to grant, oh, sorry, wrong page. 2026-04-2802 to approve sponsorship for Kingston Public Markets marketing program.
I'll second that.
Very good. And any questions? I think it's terrific. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. Okay, now I think off to the fin- oh, sorry. Now we have discussion items. And Mary, did you want to bring that to us and,
sure,
and talk about this?
The city of Paulsbow is leading the charge to move the district court to Paulsbow. They originally built the city hall to accommodate that. Never happened, but they have very strong support from the North End. And we were identified as the closest thing to mayors for Kingston. Mm-hmm. And so that's why Ed Stern, the new mayor, asked us to provide a letter of support.
Awesome. Sounds interesting. I mean, that's, wasn't there back in the day, kind of over by Martha and Mary, there was a, what was it? The health district office was there. There was a health district, but they had a place there where there was, I think, a judge that looked at tickets or something like that to review for moving violations or what have you. That had been in Paulsbow in the past, but it sure isn't very convenient to have to either go to, you know, district court in, I think there's one in, where's the nearest one for us? Silverdale has a small district court, or do we all have to go to Port Orchard. So, I mean, have you seen the fuel prices?
Yes,
yes,
how much did that cost you? Even the court is in support of this, as is Commissioner Rolfes.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I know they're running out of room in Port Orchard.
They are, and the courthouse is going to be remodeled. So they're going to knock down a bunch of some of the older buildings that are not doing well, and where the legal department is for the county as well. So I understand they're redoing a parking lot first and then going to be rebuilding that courthouse. So this could be, you know, part of an offset for that too. I think.
So is this something that court commissioners would normally get involved in?
Well, we've done letters of support, you know, in the past for other things.
Right.
You know.
Do we see any downside to it at all? Do you see any downside to it at all?
Not really. I mean, if there were some, for some reason, overwhelming, but I'm not really in the know.
Right. I mean, yeah. Do either of you see any downside?
I see a positive here that, you know, we have the transportation element that's involved here that makes it more efficient for people to get government services. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's, you know, something that, you know, is a benefit to our community and
as the population grows.
Population grows and all that stuff, you know? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what we might do as a resolution from this is just a simple, you know, ask staff to write a letter of support.
Just draft up a letter of support. And,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We just by motion, you can just say, we can make a motion to say, hey, we'll draft up a letter of support. Yeah. We'll sign on.
Yeah. 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 I think that.
You need to do by resolution, but a motion is the same.
Yeah.
Rather than going waiting for a resolution.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go through that process.
Right.
We don't usually use by motion, but we can always memorialize that resolution for the next meeting. But it'll be done now, so it's more in real time if you want to get it done.
I think it's more timely, right?
Timely.
Yeah,
is,
yeah.
It is, right.
So when can we have that letter filed?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
So oh, right. Okay.
Do you want us to come sign? Or?
Probably. Do they want one signature? Do you think it matters?
I think it would. That would be a good thing.
More beneficial, wouldn't it, for that mm-hmm. to happen? Yeah,
okay.
Than DocuSign.
We'll
yeah.
Well, let's
do this. Maybe I'll take a whack at this. I propose a motion to direct staff, our executive director, to draft a letter of support for the city of Poulsbo, stating our support. Our commission support for a new district court.
And it'll kind of mirror that letter, you know,
right.
That Ed sent out that was on the top of the email.
I'll second that.
A second, okay, great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you, Mary, that's
when
super.
When tomorrow should we come by to sign?
By noon, is that okay?
After,
yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much, that's super.
It'll be downstairs in the front desk?
Yeah, we'll just have the front desk.
Got it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then we can feed Helen a biscuit.
Or not. Don't feed the animals for the birds.
Yeah, hello.
Let me try to discourage people. Otherwise, they hang outside the door the whole time. Except my dog.
Oh, at the door.
Waits for me whenever I'm cooking.
And
yeah.
Squawk at you.
To yeah.
Feed them dog biscuit.
Yep. Very good. Super. Okay, off to item 8, the financial report. Go over that with us, Greg.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'm just going to read just some of the highlights, kind of as usual, and then if you have any questions, I can follow up for you later on and walk through it. So our cash and equivalents totaled $2.5 million, or $550,888 on the balance sheet. And the debt remaining on the, well, it's really not the bond, it's really just a loan, is $509,500. And we pay usually about $80,000 to $90,000 a year off of that each year on that, so we have a little over 5 years to pay off.
Mm-hmm.
Net cash reserves then would total $2,041,388. And this was obviously, this is reported before we did the purchase sale for $1,040,000.
Yep.
Profit and loss year to date. So the gross operating revenues, including cost of goods sold, total $683,657. And the total operating expense before depreciation totaled $694,111. So if we had a net operating loss before depreciation of $1,454 and $129,908 of the loss after depreciation. Non-operating income expenses, so property taxes, lease interest, and investment income, was $57,034. So the net loss for year to date, subtract that amount from $129,000 or $130,000 almost, is $71,874. And that concludes the, so the next go around, you'll see that we will, it will, the reserves will be down, will be just over $1 million, and then above that, and from the purchase of the property, but we'll start generating rents from it, so you'll start earning your income.
The income from that, yeah.
Was $1,040,000.
Are you going to have a separate line item on here for that parking lot, or is it going to be included in the regular parking?
I think we're going to include it in the regular parking. It's going to kind of be folded over, but within that, they'll have like a separate line item for it, or within when we manage it. But yeah, we just will roll it into the parking. Otherwise, we've got to establish a whole new GL code, go through.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
But it would just roll into the parking, because it's all going to be treated, ultimately, it's going to just integrate into basically one parking plan. And the parking isn't really going to be ultimately different, not that much different per se than, it isn't like seasonal mortgage, it's quite a bit different than perm mortgage or guest mortgage, right? Mm-hmm. But parking is kind of parking, you know, daily, and they'll have the monthly rate hourly.
Yeah.
So hourly, daily.
Parking has gone monthly up quite a bit over the last year.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the income. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you know, it probably, honestly, it would have probably grown even more, but we were just kind of getting limited on capacity for what we could offer for monthlies.
It's gone up by like $25,000.
So we turned quite a bit away as well. But that can come and go. Seems pretty variable.
And look how much the bank charges have gone down.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. I think the part of the new software is doing that, right?
Yeah.
Eventually. Yep.
Well, and how we transact.
And the yep, right.
Parking made a huge difference as far as getting people to actually pay.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Called enforcement.
Mm-hmm. There's a system in place now that definitely makes it efficient.
And it's going to be kind of an ongoing thing. You know, if you looked at how many transactions, and it's in the thousands and thousands of transactions, we're going to have some people who are going to struggle. And it just doesn't accommodate, you know, it's not as friendly towards old school analog, but, if they come in, we've been helping everybody. And some people, they might still criticize, it might be a little bit on social media, but we've also had people come to our defense, say, wait a minute, you know, you can call. We did actually, you know, change the process, so if it's after hours, during the business hours, you just walk in the office. And a lot of times, if they're running for the period, they say, just call us and then we'll get it resolved, right? So you have a live person and they call them back if they leave a voicemail after hours. And it goes, they have a special, so you call in and you go, it's parking. You just hit two, I think. It goes right to a parking voicemail.
Oh.
And then they call you back so that you don't have to stress.
Yeah.
So I mean, not many places you get live bodies as much anymore.
Well, and I was in the office this morning. I dropped my neighbor off, so I thought, oh, I'll just pop in and see how. The older gentleman came in, and he had his phone, and he was kind of stuck, and Haley just, oh, you ever let me help you, and helped him. He was on his way in like 3 minutes. It was awesome.
Yeah.
She provided there's a text authenticator sort of number, pops into your phone. And then she just put it in the system, and it's like, oh, you're good.
And it's one of the great things that was always hard was when people got stuck on the other side with the ferry service, or you know, they're late coming back and they're super stressed.
Yeah.
They don't want to get a ticket. They're willing to pay, you know. So That's, you know, it's alleviated a lot. Plus, it's given the hourly option to people that don't want to, like, they go for lunch. People go to Edmonds for lunch. They can't go to lunch, go over, get lunch, come back within the free 2 hour.
Yep.
So then they're upset if they get a ticket because they're sitting there for 4 hours or whatever it is.
Right.
So this gives them another option. So
it costs them less, and plus we get the, you know,
little bit,
yeah,
you know,
it's great
revenue. So and then they get the notification. So I say, oh, hey, I want to stay over here. I'm going to catch a show or do something, whatever. I don't know, go to another restaurant or whatever. Walk the beach. They can just go on their line.
Add time.
It's
pretty great. That's system. Really, really cool.
I think it's better software too than. We tried some of the other software, and it really came to light. We were over in Paulsville, this was the staff in Paulsville, and it was like you couldn't log in to it. The Wi-Fi was poor or whatever the heck was going on with Park Mobile. Anyway, it was very involved, and I tried multiple times, whereas here I tried to break it, and I still got within like 2 minutes. I was already in.
Good.
All right, let's see here. We are, thank you for that report. That's great. Okay, item 9 is commissioner reports. Rock, paper, scissors.
Well, I've been sick, so I really didn't get out much. So I don't really have a report.
Okay.
Besides finding out that other ports have public records requests too.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So, yeah. But other than that, no, I do not have a report.
Okay.
Similar. Good. I've basically spent 6 weeks asleep.
Oh, boy. Did you say asleep?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, Mary.
Yeah. When I went in the last time, they said, you are on the verge, like not just sometime, but the verge of sepsis.
Oh my gosh.
And so go home.
Right. Oh wow, that is not good.
No, it wasn't. It's in the ground.
Well, let's see. What do I have to report? I did not attend the regular Parks, Trails, and Open Space this month, but we did. I did assist with two separate work parties here at the Village Green, and we did some absolutely amazing things in two separate work parties. One of them was more so about removing additional blackberry plants that are the non-native Himalayan blackberries throughout the upper forest here. And then the second one, we created a revised trail so that we're not going to have a trail going through the wetland that's here anymore, which is a great vast improvement. So we created a new loop that avoids that. And then the second work party, we put in an additional culvert in the runoff that comes from the upper lot at McDonald's and AMPM. There is stormwater that comes through there and comes through the restoration site. Mm-hmm. And so we put an additional culvert to be able to handle the high flows that were coming down through there. And then we're going to create a kind of a false channel, because it's not a creek, mm-hmm. but there's water that flows through there. So by doing that, we're going to eliminate the flow that comes through that property. We're going to direct it to an area that's going to be restored. So those plants will uptake the pollutants that come off of that, because it's just
parking lot water. It's
parking lot water with a downturned, mm-hmm. you know, catch basin that gets the oil out, but the other stuff that comes down, we want to make sure that gets treated.
Yeah.
So that is those two work parties. And we just had a great time really good and fun. And then the other meeting was yesterday afternoon, was the Kitsap Allports meeting. And Eric Fitch from the Washington Public Ports Association visited, kind of just sort of turned up with a new staff member. And his name is, where is it?
Is it James?
James.
Hopper? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
That's a different person.
No, that's somebody else.
That's James Coleman, yeah.
I wrote his name down here. Martin Presley.
Presley.
That's who he is. He's a new transportation person that they hired because of Chris Herman.
Going away.
Chris had gone away, and then they brought in this guy. Super credentialed. And really, really well connected. So that was really beneficial. And so we introduced him, and we talked about, here it is, Martin Presley. he has some creds with derelict vessels and then with the legislator as well. So that was really good. Port of Brownsville had two new commissioners. Only one of the new commissioners was at the meeting.
Fred Perkins.
Fred Perkins is back. They appointed him from, there was a position that someone was on the ballot who did not want to remain on the ballot. But they were elected. They resigned. And then they brought Fred back on the commission there. So that was interesting. Manchester has three new commissioners at Manchester. And so when we did our presentation, we talked about some of the stuff that we've done with the commissioner bylaws that Smellick, Sicken, and Davis had assembled.
And
so it's like, hey, we're gonna, we're gonna provide this information to you. So those kinds of things were really beneficial for some of the new folks, and so we had a good discussion with those brand new people. And
so did people resign, or
so what I understood has happened is that Jim Strode, who was also on the Manchester Water District Board, right? Jim had decided he was going to put his eggs in that basket.
Okay.
So he had resigned, and then they appointed a person to his slot.
He has to be a customer.
Yeah.
And
that guy, we talked to him after the meeting, and he has a boat here in Kingston, so which was really interesting.
So does Brownsville have a new ED yet?
They have an interim manager.
Was executive assistant, then became the maintenance manager, then became the interim port manager.
Right. Keyport talked about they're going to be doing a new dock project. We talked about, again, the main topic with a lot of people were, James talked about then with Polsbo, and then talked about a couple of things going on. They're going to have a Liberty Bay Festival, and that's going to be kind of a wooden boat focus. They've got the Virginia V and the Valkyrie that's now set up there. And so
what's that gonna be?
They're going to do rides and things on that Valkyrie. Should be interesting.
Well, you get to row.
You get to row. Exactly.
And you will row.
And you will row. And run.
And they have a drum.
And they have a drum.
The drum starts going faster and you need to keep up.
When is that festival going to be?
That is, he did say.
We signed all three of you up, but I guess.
Yeah, we'll be in the front. I did not write down when that is. I'll find out. I can ask James. And then let's see. Oh, and Silverdale, Port of Silverdale, their assistant that they have had on for a couple of years, Katie, had to move out of state. So they're looking for a new assistant and a new port manager at the Port of Silverdale. They've decided we need a manager, you know, at the Port of Silverdale. So they're looking for somebody to fill that shoes, those shoes.
Who was the county commissioner who was on the Port of Silverdale board?
Was it? Oh, it was. I'll think of it in a second, Mary.
That's okay.
He was a lawyer.
Yep.
And his lawyer office was right by the port office.
Right.
And his nephew worked at Kitsap County for a while in the long range department.
You can see his mind.
And I'm just formulating, and it's gonna. I will shout it out.
Didn't he have like English bulldog with a black eye?
I don't think so.
You guys have anecdotal stuff, or no way anybody else could track what you're talking here.
Yeah. No. Gosh darn it. I'll think of it in a second. Yeah, maybe after the meeting. Anyway, so that's it. That's it for me. My report.
A good report.
Thank you. A staff reports.
We are currently going out looking for seasonal.
Oh.
Seasonal help for the marina for the summer, and trying to hire for the empty position at the customer service coordinator.
Do we on the seasonal help? What's the scenario there?
We have two separate
positions. Mm-hmm.
There's one that has more landscape focus.
Okay.
Maintenance, and then the other's more docks, fuel docks.
Ah, okay.
I just shared it with the kids up at the Puerto Vallarta.
Nice.
Hey.
Oh, good.
If you know anybody.
Oh yeah.
She's got my number, so. Yeah.
So more like a marina, direct marina attendant sort of thing. Thank you. I know a young man who would be really good at the landscape.
So
he is a phenomenal.
And there's dock hands.
Yeah, gotcha. Oh, dock hands. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And both job descriptions are on the website. As well as the,
okay.
The existing application, we're updating that as we speak, but
super.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then the regular marina attendant, right?
Yes. The customer service.
Customer service, yeah.
Right. In the office mostly.
Right. Cool. Thank you so much. Awesome. Greg?
Phil Best.
Nice. Wow.
Google.
Cheater.
Yeah, there's Phil. There's a Phil Best.
It's called like, why don't you Google that or something?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. His nephew was Peter Best.
Peter Best.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's his nephew, even though.
It's a nephew.
Now I know I've been here too long because I actually know some of them are like. And I never even met Peter Bass, but I read his stuff.
Yep.
So interesting.
I believe Peter went to Bainbridge. City Bainbridge, yeah. So I think he's still there, yeah.
I really like that plan that they did. I thought it was, the framework was, I wouldn't have changed the framework and just worked off of that every year, you know.
Yeah.
Data was really well done.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, just that, you know, we closed on the property.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was probably the biggest, you know, the biggest issue. Now we have to do the operations and execution of the transition over for all the customers.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got to meet with them.
How many spaces are occupied, out of curiosity?
I want to say 33.
30? Oh, 33. Out of? Yeah.
They only have it numbered to 38, I think.
Well, there are additional spots for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We figure we can do about 48 spots initially, but we can reconfigure and get 68 or 69 spots out of it.
That's great.
Will it be paved?
No, we won't pave.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll keep it largely, but we'll probably gravel it.
Refresh the gravel, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
Yeah. We don't want to stick a mask into it, and it didn't need to put too much money into it. So that was kind of the, when we did the financial analysis, we didn't want to expend those. We are still waiting, you know, to see if we could get the money from the state for that grant to pave our existing. But now, you know, the cost of that could have gone up substantially because asphalt is based on oil.
Yep.
So we'll have to wait and see how much we can get away. If we get the grant, we have to wait for another review. But we'll keep that one just the way it is for the most part.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Well, do we anything else for the good of the order from anyone? I'll announce our next regular meeting is Wednesday, May 27th, 2026 at 6:30 p.m. right here in this room, hopefully. And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Adjourned at 7:26. Good job. Great meeting. Just a second.
Here, Chris.
So you hit the stop button. It takes a while to stop.